That's us. Us in a nutshell. Josh and Tom here again.
In a nutshell.
We're not actually in a nutshell.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it might be a pretty huge nutshell. I'm for the both of us as well.
Ah, shut up.
I wouldn't want to be stuck in a nutshell with you.
All right.
Okay.
Shut up.
Hello there.
Hi.
I'm Tom.
I'm Josh.
You alright? Mm. Yeah, good. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the listeners.
Still, we don't have any.
No, I think we've got at least one or two now.
Who?
Parents.
One or two?
Yes.
So your parents might...
They might be both together. I'm so confused now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
We're so out of a bit rusty on this whole thing.
Yeah, we haven't done it in a while. Like the last one we had Ralph. Remember?
Yeah.
Good times. Good. I'm sorry again for that one.
For those of you who have no idea what that's about, we made him do accents and impressions of, other people. For example, a 23-year-old Indian baker who was,
Pakistani baker.
Sorry, Pakistani baker who was gay. So...
Yeah, it took quite a while to bring that accent.
Do you want
to
do that again?
No, I don't want to do that again.
That's fine. It's just, it was hilarious. But yeah, so what you been up to, man?
Not much. Been chilling out, relaxing. Oh, don't know the rest of that line. But yeah, chilling out.
Chilling out, relaxing.
Yeah, relaxing, playing b-ball with my homies.
That's not the lyric.
Shut up.
Okay.
But yeah, I've just been like relaxing. Been working a bit, going to lectures and university. Because I work hard. I'm going to get my degree and I'm going to live. What about you? What have you been doing?
Well, you know, the huge. I've been skydiving, bungee jumping, swam with some sharks.
Really?
No.
What have you been doing?
Same as you, really. But I've had rehearsals and stuff for my other play I'm in, which you don't.
Ooh, look at me in the play. Well, I'm not going to come and see it.
Here you are.
Who says I am? If it's free, then I might toddle along.
Anyway, you better come to it. It's good.
Well, what are you going
to
do about it?
I don't know. There's not much I can do, but, you know.
Exactly.
All right, fine.
I can say I went because you're not allowed to look at the audience unless your character actually has to face the audience.
I do.
Damn.
So that's what I've been doing. There's not much else that's been happening. We've been a pretty boring few weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah.
A few films. We went to see some films.
Yeah, Quantum of Solace.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we saw Ghost Town, the new Ricky Gervais film. Very good.
Very funny.
And that's been about it, hasn't it?
We can talk to me about the films.
We could, but not much to say about them, really.
Well, what do you think of Quantum of Solace?
I liked it.
Really?
It was alright, yeah. Really? It wasn't as good as Casino Royale.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
But that still doesn't mean I didn't like it.
Yeah, I thought it was alright.
That's what I said. Really? Really? I'm going to interrogate you now.
Yes, please.
What
do
you really mean, huh?
The action was good. It was quite realistic and brutal. I thought, yeah, well done. Some of the stunts was good. I didn't really like the story. And my opinion, I didn't really like the Bond girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
I just think she's not the same as the other Bond girls. And I don't think she's as hot as previous Bond girls.
That's the problem for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. But okay, Ghost Town then.
Ghost Town was... hilarious.
Very good film.
Very funny.
Both funny and moving.
Yes.
We got moved out of our seats, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
We were sitting in the premier ones.
Premier seats.
Yeah,
wrong seats.
We weren't allowed.
Yeah. Apart from that, though, it was still touching.
It was.
Some old man was touching me next to me. It was disgusting.
Oh, why would you bring that up? That was me.
Say. Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, it was my other hand.
That's disgusting, then. But no, yeah, it was... all right. Yeah, it was funny and very... I don't know. It was... How would you describe it?
Good.
You're the worst critic in the world. You
go on
RottenTomatoes.com. Everyone's like, yes, the substance lacked, blah, blah, blah. Thomas Short. It's good. It's good. Meh.
Yeah, it's good.
Actually, speaking of meh.
Meh.
Yes, I managed to link.
I hate those. Oh, speaking of that.
It's so good. Okay, here's a little news update on for those of you who are so detached from the world, you don't even know this.
Usually me.
Yep.
I don't know the word
meh.
Is in the M-E-H.
Is in the dictionary. It's a word.
Yeah.
I mean, for those of you who don't know what it is, let's just kind of reenact a scene. Okay, so just ask me just anything. Go on.
Do you like that burger eating?
Meh. That's what the word does.
Yeah, it's like a little indifference. You're not sure. Yeah, no, meh.
Yeah. So, okay, how was your week?
Meh.
Yeah, that's... I don't know how they're going to do that in the dictionary. Like, you go, meh, and it has, like, you know, originating from the Greek word meh.
Originating from North America.
Yeah. And no, his head is actually starting in The Simpsons. It was in The Simpsons episode. That's where it started.
Oh, yeah.
But that's... Yeah. So, I mean, I can't... Don't know what the dictionary definition of that would be. Meh.
It's about indifference.
It'll probably be like, this word meh means it... meh.
How would you say it? Air.
Yeah.
Like air, but with an M.
Well, different. I want to see. I mean, is it pronounced differently in different countries?
Me? Maybe in Italy.
What?
I don't know.
Well, you know, in America, it could be meh.
Meh. It's from America, and they say meh.
Okay, so how would we say it? How would English people say it?
Just English people would say meh.
Meh.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's like a cross between a human and a nanny goat.
That's where it came from. They don't know that.
All right then.
So
it could sound like that. We don't know that.
News for you guys. So yeah. So that's in the dictionary. So
that's
actually,
a nice word.
What else is there's something else that shouldn't be in the dictionary. Well, chav's in the dictionary, isn't it? I remember that. No, that's right though.
Yes.
Yeah. You need a word to describe that bunch of people.
People.
Any chav listeners out there? Huh?
Could they be called people?
I don't know.
Degenerates.
Armpits of society.
Wouldn't go that far.
Cubic regions of society.
Careful now, because there could actually be some chavs listening.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell them where you live, but not where I live. Because I'm constantly moving about. I'm in one place, the next I'm in the other. Then, oh, where am I? You don't know, because I'm living on the street.
So you're going to be living on the street because you're terrified of... No. This what? Is stupid. Yeah, tell him where I live, because I would love to have a logical discussion with a chav. I have done before. Actually, oh, yeah. No. This is annoying.
Calm down, Josh.
Okay, because I remember I was walking through the street once and I saw a teenage mum. There's millions of them.
Oh.
It annoys me. Poor children.
Just think of this, right? I heard this one comedian say, oh, yeah, these teenage mums, they're like putting a down on our society. But imagine this. When we're old, those little kids, they'll be looking after us. Because they'll be born in the chav world and they can't get any qualifications because they'll be chavs themselves. So all they can do is look after old people and that's us.
Right. Okay, anyway.
He said it much funnier.
Yeah, probably. You're very good at taking a joke and then just destroying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I can tell jokes myself, just not other people's.
Yeah, that's fine. But anyway, so I was actually walking down the street and there was a teenage... I was like, oh, she's a teenage... I mean, she looked about 14, you know, 13. Oh. You're like, what are you doing with the baby? Give it back.
Said that.
Put it back in your
Give
womb.
Give it back.
Yeah. But you know, she was it was crying. It was really crying. And she was in a queue somewhere, and I was in front of her. And then she was just like, just shut up, your baby. Do you not understand what I'm taught? Do you know what she just? Just shut up. And I was like, A, she called it baby. Shut up, your baby.
I've got a name, but just shut up, baby.
And then
maybe that's his name.
And then she was going, do you not understand what I'm trying to tell you? Just shut up.
Oh, God.
And I want to turn around.
How can it?
And take the baby and go, no.
Thank you.
No.
Social service.
No. No.
Just put the baby down and say, whoa, slow down.
It was
bad
irritating.
Chav.
It was irritating. It annoys me.
That nearly happened to me today. I was walking to HMV in the arcade in Canterbury, and I just heard this like baby crying, mama, mama, mama. I thought,
when was this?
It was today, this morning.
What time?
Like about 9:30, 10.
Whereabouts was it?
In the arcade in Canterbury Town.
That might have been me.
No, it wasn't you, because I saw the baby and it did not look like you.
No, but it wasn't the baby making the noise.
Shut up.
I got my toe jammed in an arcade machine game. I was just calling that for my mama.
Your mama.
Yeah.
Anyway, detracting from the story.
Sorry.
I saw the baby just crying, mama, mama, I'm getting close to sound because it's getting louder. Why doesn't the mother not do anything? I saw the baby in the early learning centre. The mother was just standing there looking at a toy. She goes, oh, she's probably just getting a toy for the baby.
Probably for herself.
Probably for herself, indeed. This is great. Look, it plays tunes. Beep, beep.
Shannon, check this out. Look.
Shabazz, look at that.
Blah, it goes up and down, but it tells you it's going
colourful.
Up.
It's colourful.
Blood. Oh, the dog's just done a flip and now it's a bloody cat. How much is it?
Oh, look. Meh.
Pushing it. Meh.
I wanted HMV, and it was getting loud again. She was like, she was getting close to HMV, and I saw her, and she just pushed the chair, like little push chair, and the baby was still crying. See to your baby, do something. Yeah, I gave her an evil look, but I was in the shop, she wasn't, so she didn't see me.
She probably thought you were flirting with her. That's how stupid it was.
Probably.
Yeah, she was just
ooh.
Like,
I've already got a baby, but no, I'm not going to go into this.
Maybe.
Meh.
If you buy me this toy, I'll go out with you. All right.
They all talk like, all right, yeah, I can't buy this toy.
I do apologise. My has a really bad impression of Chavs. I just realised I was just screaming, really. That was, I can do better ones. I do apologise. Huh?
Do an impression of a Chav.
All right, what do you want me to say? Okay, okay. Situation. I'm on a bus. Disturb me, and then we'll see what comes out of it.
Excuse me, is someone singing?
I was gonna say something really rude there. Can we try again? Can we try again?
Do you like my shoes?
No. Hang on, let me get into it. I'm not really into it right now.
Oh, okay, come on, just think like a chap. Okay, Burberry, lots of tacky gold.
Yeah, I can't.
And eat fast food all the time.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
And then like Chelsea and Man United.
Yeah. All right, come on.
Can I have some money, please?
Shut up. That's a granny, though, isn't it?
Yeah, or a really angry old man.
Can we not do this now? This is embarrassing.
I had to do it last week.
I know, but I've lost it.
Oh, I've lost it. It's not that hard. I like a chav.
All right.
What?
Okay.
You want me to do it?
No. Let's just leave it, all right? Can we move on to something else? Okay.
Oh, yes. Do you remember about two podcasts ago, we were going to do that song battle thing?
Yes, I do.
And we had two bits of news. One was, man accidentally fires gun in bathroom, hurts another man.
And yours, you had to base your song on that.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And mine
was what?
I think it was a cow gives birth to a six-legged calf with both male and female genitalia.
Yeah. And how did your song go?
I haven't written it yet.
Why not?
Well, see, unlike some people, I actually have work and rehearsals to go to and stuff like that. And I kind of have a life.
Stick your finger in the wound about the rehearsal thing.
Yeah.
Wiggle it about. Hurt me.
Yeah, I would. So that's why I haven't written it. And you've
got a song.
Yeah, I know you do. Okay, what, can I listen to it?
No. Okay, I'm going to give you a chance to prove yourself in a song. You have to make up a song on the spot. No, not on the spot. It has to be about the calf. But I'm going to give you a genre. And you can mix two genres together. The genre I'm going to give you is jazz.
Jazz.
Jazz, yes. That's me 2 minutes. I'm going to time it. Ready?
Wait, hang on.
I'll give you a few seconds to think about it.
I don't know.
You
any
can
jazz
mix
chords.
Blues in together. All right, just do blues. You like blues.
Can I actually not even use a guitar then?
No.
Okay, fine.
Because I'm using instruments.
No, you're using the GarageBand instruments.
Yeah, but they still sound like real instruments, and GarageBand is free. Therefore, 1-0 to Tom. So until you do this, it'll still be 1-0 to me.
Okay, hang on. All right. Okay. Right. Wait. Let me just try something.
It's actually got a guitar, a Taylor guitar, quite a good one. It's quite nice.
I don't know what
sounds pretty good.
I don't know how to do. I'm not gonna lie to
you. Alright, do blues. You said you want to do blues.
I'll do a bit of blues then.
Alright. Can you think of anything? Imagine six-legged calf.
So six-legged calf. Okay.
Alright. Ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Carry on.
What can I do? Maybe live in a circus or something.
But I don't know if I'll be too weird and get bullied for having six legs and a willy and a vagina. Woo! I've got the freaky blues. I've got the six legs, vagina, willy blues. I've got a six-legged blues. I'm so blue because I'm a freak.
Right. I don't want people to hear that song. Can we delete it?
No, we can't. That's your song. That's your entry. I don't know what you listeners thought, but I felt quite disturbed.
Hang on. No. All right. I don't feel...
That's it. That's your song.
I haven't thought about it properly.
No, I embarrassed myself last week. You embarrassed yourself this week. So that's... We're even at the moment.
Hang on. No, but... My song could be better than yours.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, let's listen to yours, yeah?
Okay, yeah, we'll listen to mine. All right, we're going to put mine on in a minute.
Go.
In a few seconds. There was a man who felt alone, always waiting by the phone, waiting on a call from anyone. Is there a point to writing this song? This man was tall, his name was Jan. To his friends, he was Penguin Man. He only had one friend on Earth. It was a shotgun that had no worth. Spat his gun nearly everywhere, to the shops and to the fair. Everyone thought that he was mad, but in his head he knew he was rad. Rad, rad, rad. Jan, Jan, walking down the street, walking to the rhythm of his own special beat. Taking a shotgun wherever he went, his landlord said, where's the rent? Jan showed a shotgun to the man, the landlord said, hey man, you're banned, banned, banned. As I said, Jan had no friends. He thought he could start a trend. Everyone knew that was not true, so he felt quite down and blue. Jan went to the loo with his own gun. That was the place where he had fun. He opened the door and fell right down. Silly Jan, he tripped on his gown. The gun hit the ground and it went off. As it did, Jan heard a cough. Jan looked up to his surprise, saw a man with great big thighs. Thighs, thighs, thighs. Ooh, Jan shot him.
I just needed the loo.
What do you think? Come on, what do you think? Come on!
Okay, right. why was the man called Jan?
The first thing that popped to my head.
Is it just because it rhymes with man?
It does, yeah.
I did feel, I'm just being really...
What?
Harsh here. A lot of the rhymes were forced.
They weren't.
Well, Penguin Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. And it was.
Yeah, okay.
Gets a laugh every time.
From who?
The listeners, myself and my housemate.
Right, okay. Right, okay. And the rapping, it was very eclectic. It had some sort of a... almost like a urban hip-hop kind of feel,
yeah,
to it.
I'm
but
down then, with the ghetto.
But then you started rapping, and then there's a nice kind of melodic bit where you... Yeah. It was well put together, I guess.
Thank you.
Didn't have the rawness as mine, I didn't think.
Rawness? You just did yours like now, and you just made it up on the spot.
Yeah.
I worked on mine. Effort went into mine.
Okay.
Sweated blood went
exactly.
into mine.
Exactly. So, let's take that into account, okay?
Oh.
Mine was just straight... I had no time to write it.
Yeah, that's your own fault.
Yeah, but... No, okay. All right. No, I liked it. I did like
Thank
it.
You.
I wouldn't listen to it again.
I can listen to it all the time.
Yeah,
but it does get slightly annoying.
It was good effort. We will tell you next week who won.
Yeah.
With our made up emails that come
in. Not made up. Well, there won't be emails. If we ever get listeners, we can give them an email address. They can email. But we'll ask our friends. We'll let them listen to the podcast and listen to both songs, and they can decide.
Okay. That seems fair.
And whoever gets the most votes will win.
Win what?
Win the competition.
What do you get there? I wasn't very motivated. I don't know.
Yeah, you get the feeling of joy and the feeling of, yeah, I've won. My week is going to be better because I won. I'm better than my other half. I'm not saying my other half. I'm just saying I'm better than the other half of this show.
Speaking of other half, it was quite. We were in Burger King earlier.
Yeah.
And actually, while the song was playing, we just nipped to Burger King. No, that's a lie. But we were in the we were in Burger King earlier, and I was, you know, I ordered something. He didn't. You didn't, did you?
Yeah,
and
I had some tweak before I left the house.
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine.
Saved money.
All right, chill out. But you did buy a milkshake.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It tastes like a marshmallow.
Anyway, but so he was like, the guy there was like, right, and you, sir? He goes, no, I'm fine. As if he was asking how he was.
No, like, he said, you're right there. Because I was trying to say, no, I'm fine.
I'm good. How was your day?
I didn't say that.
But then, and then he was like, are you getting anything? And he went, no, I'm with him. I was like, no, he's not. We're not
everyone
like
says that.
No, but you said it like, you know, no, I'm with him. I'm fine because I'm with him. I'm happy because I'm with him. He makes my life. He makes my toes curl up.
I can't live without him.
I wake up and I smile because I'm with him. Not the same place, but I...
usually.
Well, let's not say that, shall we?
Oh, come on.
I know. Anyway.
We're a happy little couple. We're not a couple.
Stop saying these things. He's my boyfriend. Oh, he's not actually my boyfriend. Oh, he's my boyfriend.
How many friends do you have a gay thing going with?
What do you mean?
Like Jacob and...
Can we not name drop, please?
Oh, if we had a name drop sound, I would press it now.
And pee! Oh, no, it could be the one that... like when it blurs your voice. So you go, oh, I was talking to... the other day, and it just, you know...
But we've already name dropped one of your friends.
I know! I'm sorry, don't do it.
Jonathan, that's his name.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Jake and Jonathan, you have like a little gay joke, running gay joke with them. Why can't we have one with me?
Okay, the fact that you want a running gay joke with me implies that you might want to be...
It's the fact that you didn't attempt one with me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to attempt one with you.
That's harsh.
What do you mean?
We've known each other for 5-6 years.
That's why it'd be awkward if we went out.
We wouldn't... We wouldn't...
We're just friends. Are you trying to ask me out on this podcast?
I'm trying to ask you about...
I can't believe you're trying to ask me out on this...
That's disgusting.
Oh, you're disgusting.
I hate you.
Don't hate me.
I want you out of my life.
How can you ask me out and then tell me how you hate me?
I can't get off my chair.
Well, is it? Is love weighing you down?
No, the fact that you're sitting on my lap.
Oh, come on. The room's small. I've only got one chair. anyway, what are you doing?
I'm just looking at Bailey's. Bailey's. Irish cream. Would like
such
some.
A freak. Why? So hallucinating.
You've got it on your desk. You're an alcoholic.
Yeah, I am. Right, let's move on. Oh, okay. Bit of anecdotes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah?
Yeah, you go first.
Actually, no. According to our list, it's not quite anecdote time yet.
What list?
Got a list here on the laptop.
Oh, I wonder what that was.
We're missing one. We just watched a program. Can you shut up, please?
Sorry about that.
We watched a program called Are You Mad?
Yeah.
Some people there's three psychologists, scientists, who observe a bunch of people, normal people, volunteers who kind of embark on certain activities, and they observe them and say if they're weird or mental or not.
Yeah.
And
but wait, are we sure that's what it's about? Because we didn't see the beginning. Yeah. They could actually be mental, and the psychologists are trying to find out what each person have. We don't know.
I don't think it's a game show.
I think
guess
should
the
be.
Disability. No, it's
guess the mental.
Yeah. One of these people is a mental, but they don't know it. Of course, because they're mental, but the panel don't know it either. Okay,
one
judges.
One of them's an axe murderer, but which one?
Shove them in a room full of people. The one who's standing is probably the one who is the axe murderer. Anyway, but and so what we gathered from it was that and the one we watched, they were set on an orienteering task, and they had to go around doing activities, and then they were like, the people were like, yeah, she's very bossy, and therefore she must be she must have a psychosis.
Yes, or the guy who's good at paintball. He was like so determined. He was so brave. He must be partly bipolar.
Yeah, you know what?
Maybe they're just normal and just want to have fun.
Yeah,
girls just want to have fun. What are you doing?
Anyway, so the whole thing was that they had to kind of observe and anyway. Yeah. But now it's just got me thinking. Or they had to do orienteering and stuff. Oh. I was just
who would do that?
Some people do it for a laugh.
Who would do it for a laugh?
I don't know. It's something like, people who are lost in jungle. have to orienteer themselves out. Okay, that's not fun.
No, that's a life or death situation.
Exactly.
I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
I have a map and a compass. Let's go.
I mean, you're lucky if you have a map and a compass.
Yeah, or you can just make a rough one out of a cork and a needle.
And
put it in water and magnetize it. And there you go, you have a rudimentary compass.
Or just carry a compass wherever you go.
Do you?
Well, I mean, if you're going to carry cork and some magnetizing equipment, you might as well carry a compass.
Good point. But what if you just had a bottle?
Anyway, can we just make... I was trying to make a point.
Well, okay, finish your point.
Actually, this was my point. Who orienteers for fun?
What about really sad, lonely, single people who want to get to know people?
Let's get lost together. But let's not get lost by finding
What is this mental? I think it's the presenter.
Yeah. I just figured out I might be slightly mad. No.
This is not a TV show. Where are the cameras? They're hidden. Not really. They're not there.
Who are you? Who am I?
What are you doing? what's that?
I don't know. But no, that's something a mad person would say. But
what else would a mad person say?
What?
Nah.
Meh. I remember in PE where we had to orienteer, but I think actually I remember our university has an orienteering society or something like that. But it just doesn't make any sense.
No, it's not fun. No,
nothing is fun about it.
There could be the fun of the challenge, but I like the effort to do things. If I said, all right, go find your way out, just call in a helicopter. I'll phone my mum. She's on her way.
The annoying thing is, if you were hunting for something, like if you were like, okay, here's a treasure map. Oh, that'd be fun. You know,
I'd
do it. But if they're like, okay, we've reached the next map. We reached a flag. Find the next flag.
What could it be?
How many are there? 72. It takes 4 days. This is exciting, guys.
You haven't got any camping gear.
What's at the end of it? Another flag, but it's yellow.
Yellow. The other ones have been red and white, but this one's yellow.
Oh.
I'm going to hang it on my wall.
Oh, this is going to be great. Stupid pee. Okay, anyone out there? This annoys me. Stop orienteering.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah? Is that fair?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, just in case there are people who love it.
No, shut up. It's not fun. It's not fun. Shut up.
They might have some enjoyment out of it.
Why? No.
The challenge of being lost. It's the Blair Witch Project all over again.
So you want the challenge of panic, the sense of... No.
Yeah. People go to horror films to have that thrill of being scared.
Actually, no. What would be more fun would if you were orienting without a map. Actually, I think that would be funner because... Funner. More fun.
Funner.
I think it'd be more fun because... this is basically... Okay, this is a map. Let's follow it.
Well, maps are quite hard to follow in a way because there's so many wiggly lines. Oh, there's a blue line, a green line, red line. What does each line mean?
It annoys me.
What,
this
maps
really...
are orienteering?
All of it! Anyway, shall we move on to something else?
I finally figured out what the line with the like little other horizontal lines across it. It's a train track.
Really?
I didn't know that. I thought someone just made a really long bridge.
You're an idiot.
Sorry.
Moron. Right.
We've got about 2-4 minutes left.
Anecdotes, yeah?
Yeah, quick ones.
Right, I've got two kind of ones that joined together. Again, not about me. These are about my...
I shouldn't count them.
My idiots of a brother. Actually, yeah, you're right. But no, but I was present at both. Actually, no, it does involve me, okay?
Okay.
One of them. You know the spitballs you can make with straws and stuff?
Yeah.
We just got back from, probably McDonald's or something disgusting. We were in the living room, and then we were playing, you know, spitball wars. We were just basically it was quite disgusting. But, my brother was hid behind the table. I was hid behind the sofa. And we both came out at the same time. I shot mine. Mine went through his straw. He choked on it and vomited.
Oh, how big was the straw?
Exactly. It was an average
impossible.
Straw. It happened. It was amazing. It was actually amazing. And he was just like, I was like, wow, good shot.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It was so funny. And then there was another time. It was probably really similar, maybe a few weeks off. And then I was babysitting my two brothers. And they were, I was like, guys, get ready for bed. And they were both in the bathroom. And one was brushing his teeth, and the other was, I don't know what he was doing, brushing his teeth as well, probably, or doing his hair or something, whatever he was doing.
Yeah, curly hair.
Yeah, it doesn't, but, and so, but I was just stood there, being like, guys, hurry up, you know, mom's going to go home in a second, and I'm going to get killed. And then suddenly, my brother was brushing his teeth, was like, and I was like, what are you doing? He goes, and he just vomited. He's like,
oh.
But not in the sink, Not in the basin. No. On the floor.
Oh, God.
And I was like, what are you? He goes, I just brushed too far in my throat. Oh, I was like, you idiot. But seeing this, my brother who was doing his hair saw him vomit and had the gag reflex and vomited on the floor next to him. And
did you vomit?
No. I was like, guys, stop vomiting. and then my brother who vomited first vomited again because my other brother. So there were three piles of vomit, and now in a bathroom which contained a toilet, a basin, and a bath, none of which were filled by vomit, all on the floor. And so I was like, you idiots! So I pretty punched them. And I was like, just go to bed, clear up, I'll do it. And I had to clear it. I'm not gonna lie to you, I got my sister to clear it up. But, and then, so that was a little weird story for you.
I have my quick anecdote.
Go for it.
Do you remember the yo-yo fad a few years ago? All yo-yo's fun.
Yeah, I loved
everyone
it.
Everyone doing yo-yo, all those tricks, walk the dog, the sleeper, cradle the baby.
Sure.
I got myself a yo-yo, thought, oh, I'm gonna be so good at this. I watched some videos of people doing yo-yo tricks, because, it's gonna be amazing. I couldn't do any tricks. Sure. I learned how to do one. You know, the sleeper, where you throw it so hard, it literally just hovers there for a second.
Yeah, can I just point out, the yo-yos were made to do that, so it's not really a trick.
Shut up.
It's not your doing that's doing
no,
it.
No, when you like just like throw it down, it'll come back up straight away. So you have to throw it down hard enough for it to do that.
Okay, so all you have to do is fling it hard.
Yes.
What a brilliant trick.
I didn't know this at the time.
Okay.
But yeah, I managed to do it. I was so happy. I went, oh, let it spin! I brought my hand up to bring it closer to watch it spin. As I did that, the yo-yo then flicked up, because it's quite unpredictable, flicked back up, smacked me in the eye. I flew off my feet onto my back.
You flew off, so the yo-yo knocked you back.
Yeah, knocked me off my feet onto the floor. My mum heard the crash.
The scream.
Crash. Not the scream, it was like that. Oh! And then a loud thump on the floor, came upstairs, and so I had a yo-yo-shaped black eye.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah. I think the yo-yo had a mind of its own. He was just going,
this guy's unlucky.
Why is that stupid guy looking at me? Oi, pwah!
Probably,
yeah.
Probably.
You think you can trick me? You think you can make me sleep? Never! Pwah! Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. See you later.
Right.
We need to work on our endings, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
Let's just end here.
See ya.
See you later. Bye. Josh, what do you really think of my song?
Meh. Nah.